再一次聚集我们在这里。
We also thank God for the wonderful presentation by this Song of Songs Choir.
感谢神，刚才听了非常美妙的献唱，是伦敦教会的雅各诗班。
Tonight I have been assigned to talk about eternal life in Christ Jesus.
今天晚上被安排的题目是在主耶稣里基督里头的永生。
And I think for most Christians, it is not at all difficult to understand the topic.
我想对一个基督徒来说，这个题目是不难来明白的。
Because we all believe in Jesus.
首先我们每一个人都来相已经相信了耶稣。
We believe in him because we know that he can give us eternal life.
我们相信他，因为我们知道他会赐给我们永生。
For those who do not believe in Jesus,
但是那一些不相信神的人
or who have yet to know about Jesus Christ,
或者他们还没有认识主耶稣基督
it seems that this topic is quite a difficult topic to understand.
对他们来说有可能要完全的明白不太容易。
Because today what we can see is things in the world.
因为今天我们眼睛所看到的就是世上的事情。
We know that the world is not very peaceful.
我们都知道世界非常的动乱。
When we listen to news,
当我们在听段新闻的时候
we hear about disasters,
我们会听到很多的灾难
calamities,
一些危险
or fighting and wars among nations,
一些国与国之间的战争。
Many a time we hear about death,
很多时候我们听到死亡的事情
It seems that death is inevitable
对我们来说死亡已经是不可避免的
The world tells us that there is no eternal life The world tells us that there is no eternal life
从世界告诉我们是没有永生的
Where can we find life?
但是这永生要从哪里找得到呢
After all of us have to die one day
其实我们每一天总有一次要离开这个世界。
So to understand this topic, we need to understand first of all the nature of God.
要明白这个题目，首先我们要来明白神的神性。
We know that God is a spirit.
我们都知道神是个灵。
If God is a spirit, it means that he is intangible.
所以神是个灵，他是捉摸不到的。
He cannot be witnessed with our physical eyes.
我们的肉眼是看不到。
Neither can he be felt with our hands.
我们的手是抓不到的。
So the Bible tells us.
所以圣经这样告诉我们。
If we want to know God, we need to search him with a pure heart.
所以我们要来认识神，我们需要用这个清洁的心来寻求他。
Because God is a spirit.
因为神就是个灵。
He has created the universe.
他创造这宇宙万物。
He has created you and I.
他创造了你和我。
So he is the God eternal.
他就是这一位永恒的神。
So to obtain life eternal,
要得到这个永远的生命。
Or to know life eternal,
或者我们要明白这个永远的生命。
Then we need to know who the Lord is.
首先我们要知道这位主到底是谁。
I think God is very gracious towards us.
我在想神对我们是非常的有慈爱。
Because he has given us this consciousness to know about him.
因为他让我们能够有这个感觉能够认识他。
I think deep inside all of us here, we know that God exists.
在我们坐在这里的每一个人，我想我们里头都知道神是存在的。
Whether we believe in him or not,
不管我们是否相信他，
we know that our heart cannot lie against us.
我们都知道我们的心呢是永远骗不了我们自己的。
Our consciousness tells us that God exists.
我们这个良心告诉我们神是存在的。
Especially when we are in trouble, we always call out to God for help.
尤其当我们在有困难危险的时候，我们会来呼天求饶。
I read a report after the tsunami.
我在这个南亚这个大灾难以后呢，我读了一个报道。
And the report says that after the tsunami, the church attendance in many churches increased.
这个海啸过后呢，教会的聚会的人数突然呢就增加。
Many people flood back to their own faith.
很多的以前有信仰的人都回到他们的教会去。
What does that tell us about?
在这个报道当中告诉了我们什么呢？
It tells us that man has the urge, in fact has the understanding of God.
告诉我们神有这个需求和目，或者他们要来明白认识神。
According to the scriptures, the book of Romans.
根据圣经的记载，罗马书里头告诉我们。
Human beings purposely not to know God.
人是故意不要来认识神。
That's why many a time, God give us on them.
所以呢，神最后就来放弃他们。
So we know that man has this consciousness to know God.
我们都知道人都有这种认识神的心。
This is the grace of God for the entire humanity.
其实这是神对人类的这个非常大的恩典。
And also through his creation, we can come to know him.
尤其借着神的创造，我们可以来认识他。
Whether we like it or not,
不管我们喜不喜欢
，We cannot deny the existence of the universe.
我们也不可否认这个宇宙的存在。
We know that we are logical human beings.
我们都知道，我们每一个人都有这个逻辑的。
We live in this world. We make sense of the things around us.
我们都活在这世界里头，我们对周遭的事情，我们的这种的去理解。
I believe that through this, the existence of the universe, we can make sense of the existence of God.
我相信大家对这个宇宙的存在大家就会从的认识里头来引申到对神的认识。
Give you a very simple example.
我可以给大家举一个非常简单
的例子。We all know that this building is built at least by a builder.
我们都知道这栋楼应该是有建筑师在建造。
We cannot say that this building exists by itself.
我们不可能说这栋楼呢就自然而然就存在的。
Likewise, when we lookat the universe as a whole.
同样的，当我们在观看这个宇宙。
We know that there must be a creator, an awesome creator.
一定有一个非常伟大这个主宰在创造。
Whose might and power we can never understand fully.
他的全能，他的能力呢，是人所不能测透的。
So by looking at the universe, we know that God is there.
所以来只要观看这个宇宙，我们就能够明白知道神的存在。
He's out there somewhere.
他是在这个明明的这个这个宇宙当中。
Again, we see that this is the grace of God for us.
再一次让我们能够明白知道这是神给我们每个人的恩典。
We know that there are many people who are constantly in search of God.
我们都知道也世界里头今天也有很多人继续在寻找神。
Even though they have this consciousness to know God,
虽然他们想要来追求认识神的这种心。
They can infer to the existence of God through the existence of the universe.
借着世界宇宙的存在，让他们能够知道神必定是有一位神。
Somehow we find that that is not enough for a person to know God personally.
但是让我们觉得就是只有这种的认识就是不足够的。
We may ask why.
或者我们会问为什么呢？
The Bible has given us the answer.
圣经里头就给我们了一些答案。
When God first created human beings,
当神第一次来创造人类的时候，
or our first pair of ancestors,
或者我们的始祖，
they were created by God in His image.
他们是借着神的形象被造出来。
The Bible tells us that they were put in the Garden of Eden.
圣经告诉我们，他们被安置在这个东方伊甸园。
The Garden of Eden is like a blessed place.
这个伊甸园就是好像一个喜乐的蒙福的园子。
Where men communication with God is without any form of interruption.
人跟神的沟通是完全没有阻隔的。
But ever since man has sinned against God,
自从人类犯罪以后，
there is a great divide between man and God.
人跟神就有一个很大的这种隔绝。
No matter how hard man tries to know God,
人不管用尽方法想来再一次来明白认识神。
The most they can only touch upon God superficially.
最多他们只是一个对神很肤浅的认识。
Because the divide is too great.
因为他们人类跟神的这个隔绝是非常的大。
So in order to know God,
所以为了要让我们来认识神，
then we need to resolve the issue of this great divide.
所以呢，首先我们要来解决这个人跟神之间的这个隔绝。
What has caused this separation between man and God?
什么事情让人跟神来隔绝呢？
The Bible tells us that it is human sin.
圣经告诉我们这就是因为这是人类的罪。
What is sin?
什么是罪呢？
The Bible says lawlessness is sin.
圣经说没有律法，就说没有律法，在他们眼中没有律法就是罪。
When God created the universe,
当神创造这个宇宙万物，
we see that He set order.Proper order in His creation.
在他创造以后呢，他有他定下来的一些规律。
He allowed His creation to be governed by His own principle.
他有他的原则来掌管一切。
So we find that when men follow the principle of God.
所以当我们发觉到人类在遵循神的原则的时候，
they could live in joy. They could.Live in happiness.
他们所过的日子就是非常快乐。
But men chose to disobey God.
但是人类却选择了要来违反神的命令。
So they broke the commands of God.
所以他们犯罪来得罪神。
In the eyes of God, that amounts to lawlessness.
在神的眼中，这就是违背神的命令。
That's why the Bible says.
所以圣经这样的告诉我们。
Sin is lawlessness.
罪就是没有律法。
So because God loves us very much.
所以因为神非常爱我们人类。
So He has decided to come into this world to save us.
所以他决定再次来到这个世上来拯救我们。
And He came in the form of flesh.
他道成肉身来到这个世上。
The Bible says, the Lord God is given a body.
圣经告诉我们神呢道成肉身以肉体来到这世上。
So that through his sacrifice we can be once again given this chance to go back to him.
所以借着他的牺牲呢，我们人类再一次能够再回到天父那里去。
We know that the Lord God who came in the flesh is called Jesus.
我们都知道这位来到世上的神就是我们所认识的主耶稣基督。
Only through him we canReceive eternal life.
唯有借着他，我们才能够得到永生。
We read a couple of verses from the scriptures.
我们接着来读几节的圣经。
We first turn to First John chapter 5.
我们首先来打开约翰一书的第五章。
First John chapter 5.
约翰一书的第五章。
Read verse 20.
我们来读二十节。
And we know that the Son of God has come and has given us an understanding, that we may know Him who is true, and we are in Him who is true, and His Son, Jesus Christ, this is the true God and eternal life.
我们也知道神的儿子已经来到，且将智慧赐给我们，使我们从认识那位真实的，我们也在那位真实的里面，就是在他儿子耶稣基督里面，这是真神，也是永生。
This book was written by a person called John.
这卷的书呢是一位叫做约翰的这个人所写出来。
This person was very close to Jesus.
这个人跟主耶稣的关系是非常的亲密。
He saw Jesus before in person.
他在肉身上曾经来见过主耶稣。
And he learned much from Jesus Christ.
他也从主耶稣那里学了非常的多。
Here he came to a conclusion.
从这里他给了我们一个结论。
That the Son of God, which is Jesus, who is Jesus.
这里告诉我们这个人子就是主耶稣基督。
He has come into this world.
他已经来过这个世界。
He came into this world to give us an understanding.
他来到世上来将这个明白的智慧赐给我们。
And we find that this understanding is very important to us.
这个智慧呢，这个认识呢，是对我们非常的重要。
Because this understanding pertains to eternal life.
因为这个认识对我们的永生有密切的关系。
So in order to obtain eternal life,
所以为了要得到这个永生，
we need to obtain this understanding first.
我们首先要来得到这个认，知道这个认识是什么。
This understanding is about Jesus Christ and His work.
这个认识就是关于主耶稣的的工作，还有他的人子耶稣的事。
Only after we have understood the work of Jesus.
唯有当我们明白了主耶稣的工作以后
，and who Jesus is.
谁是主耶稣以后
，then through Him we can obtain eternal life.
接着他，我们就会得到这个永生。
We thank God that today we have been given this Bible.
我们感谢神，今天我们有这一本的圣经。
Through the scriptures, we can come to understand His will.
接着这个圣经，我们可以明白这一点。
Most importantly, by abiding in the Word of God.
更重要的，在如果我们在神的话里头。
We can surely obtain life eternal.
我们就会得到这个永生。
So we find that only through Jesus we can obtain eternal life.
所以唯有借着主耶稣，我们才会得到这个永生。
We must not think that Jesus is only a great man.
我们不要就是想到主耶稣也只不过是世上以前的一位非常有名的伟人。
In fact, according to the Bible, he is.The God Himself.
可是根据圣经所告诉我们的，他就是这位独一的真神。
There are many great persons in this world.
在这世界里头有很多的伟人。
These people have done much for the good of the world.
这些伟大的人物，他们为世界呢做出很多很
多的贡献。But Jesus stand out from all these people.
但是主耶稣在他们当中是比他们更伟大。
Why is Jesus so different from?All these great men.
为什么主耶稣会比他们更不一样、更伟大呢？
If you look at all the religions in the world,
如果我们来看一看今天世界里头的每一种的每一个的宗教，
we see that all the founders died.
我们都知道所谓的每一个宗教的这个创始者呢他们后来都已经死了。
But none of them dare to claim that he or she is life and resurrection.
没有一个这些创始者敢说他就是生命，他就是这个复活的。
But Jesus said to us,
但是主耶稣曾经这样告诉我们
，that He is life and resurrection.
他就是这个生命，他就是这个复活。
We may question ourselves.
或者我们会这样来问我们自己
，How on earth do we know that He is life and resurrection?
我们要怎么知道，或者怎么样能够肯定他是这个复活，也是永生呢
？After all, He has died about 2,000 years ago.
其实他也只不过在2000多年前也死了。
We know that God is all wise.
我们都知道神是充满智慧的。
The world tries to deny what the Lord has done.
世界想来否定神所做的一切。
But for those who believe in Jesus,
但是那些已经来相信耶稣的人
not only they can find the solution in the Bible, and they can also find solution in their relationship with God.
他们不单只是借着圣经能够找到答案，他们从跟自己跟神的关系里头也会能够找到这个答案。
Now today we need to answer this question.
今天我们需要问一个问题。
How do we know that Christ has been raised?
我们怎么知道主耶稣已经复活了？
How do we know that He is life Himself?
我们怎么知道他就是这个永生呢？
I think if we ask all of us here today,
如果我们再问一下在座的每一位
If we truly believe in Jesus,
如果你真正来相信耶稣的话
if we truly have received the Holy Spirit,
如果你真正已经得到圣灵
we can say that Jesus is the life.
我们就会说主耶稣就是这个永生
He is the resurrection.
他也就是这个复活
Because the Spirit within us will tell us,
因为在我们里头的圣灵会这样的告诉我们
that Jesus is the life.
主耶稣就是这个永生
Because this is the same Spirit who raised Jesus Christ 2,000 years ago.
就是这一个同样的灵在两千多年前来使到主耶稣复活
That is why we believe in Jesus.
所以为什么今天我们来相信耶稣
He conquers death.
他战胜了死亡
He overcomes death.
他胜过死亡
Therefore he has the power to give us eternal life.
所以他有这个能力来赐永生给我们
That's why we believe in Jesus Christ.
所以今天我们为什么来相信耶稣
Now to believe in him is not enough.
所以今天我们来相信耶稣是不足够的。
If we look at Christianity today,
如果我们来看看今天的基督教，
we see that Christianity is a very confused religion.
有时候发觉到这个基督教是一个让人非常混乱的一种宗教。
Because the truth of God has been confused.
因为神的真理已经被人来搅乱了。
Rather has been adulterated.
或者说来改变。
That's why Christian could not truly see the word of God.
所以基督徒好多的基督徒没有不能够真正看到神的话。
That's why they only believe
所以他们只是相信
but without actions
啊，却是没有这个行为。
When you read the entire scriptures,
如果我们来读整本圣经的话
what does God want man to do?
神要向人所要的是什么呢？
I think the answer is very simple.
我知道这个答案是非常的简单。
God wants to see obedience on the part of humanity.
神要人类一切的人类来听他的吩咐。
So if we summarize the Christianity,
如果我们来把基督教做一个总结的话，
we can say Christianity is about obeying God.
基督教就是谈到要来遵守神的吩咐。
Not only it talks about God,
不单只这基督教所谈的是耶稣。
On our part, we must obey Him.
在我们自己来说，我们这里要来去遵循神的吩咐。
This is Christianity.
这就是基督教。
But when you look at Christianity as a whole today,
但是如果我们来看看今天的基督教，
it is completely different.
是完全的不一样的。
Because Christians do not talk about obeying God.
因为今天的基督徒，很多的基督徒他们不谈到怎么样来遵循神的话。
Sometimes when you look at some forums or debate on TV,
比如说在电视的节目里头，我们看到一些他们有一些的讨论或者是一些的辩论的这种节目的时候，
they talk about how they can change the word of God to suit the changing world.
他们会谈到说要怎么样来改变神的话。来迎合今天世界的潮流。
This is how sad Christianity has become.
这就是今天我们对这个基督教觉得一种看了他们所做的一切非常的痛心。
So today if we want to receive eternal life,
所以今天如果我们想得到这个永生，
then we need to find out exactly what the Bible says about eternal life.
我们要再一次需要回到圣经来看看他所讲何谓是永生。
We must not blindly follow what Christianity has told us to do.
我们不能够接着因为这个基督教所讲的就盲目的来跟随。
There is a very interesting story in the Bible.
在圣经里头有一个非常有趣的一个故事。
I think many of you are very familiar with that story.
我想我们大家对这个故事是非常的熟悉。
On one occasion, there was a rich young person came to Jesus Christ.
有一次呢，有一个少年的非常有钱的少年财主官来见主耶稣。
He asked Jesus about eternal life.
他来问主耶稣什么是永生。
He asked Jesus, how can a person inherit eternal life?
他问主耶稣说要怎么样才会能够得到这个永生。
So Jesus told him that a person must keep the commandments of God.
所以主耶稣就告诉他说一个人应该要来遵循神的诫命。
So and this rich young man said that he has done all this since young.
这个少年的财主官呢他就说我从小都一一的遵守了。
And then Jesus said to him,
所以主耶稣就对他说
Go and sell all your possession and follow me.
把你一切所拥有的去变卖来跟随我。
Upon hearing what Jesus said, this young man left Jesus in great sorrow.
他听到主耶稣这个回答就愁眉苦脸的走了，因为他有非常多的财产。
The story is very simple.
这个故事是非常的简单。
But here it teaches us a very important lesson.
但是里头有一个非常重要的一个教训。
Though this young man claimed to know about eternal life.
虽然这个少年人说他明白永生。
He wanted to inherit eternal life.
他希望得到这个永生。
Because he claimed that he has kept all the commandments.
因为他已经对主耶稣说他已经守了一切的这些诫命。
Yet in reality, when this desire is put to the test,
但是实在的现实生活里头受到考验的时候，
we find that after all, he was not too keen on eternal life.
但是最终的结论就是他对这个永生不太感这个兴趣。
I think this is also a great lesson to all of us.
我想这个对我们来说是一个非常重要的一个教训。
Many a time we claim to know Jesus.
很多时候我们也是来说自己认识耶稣。
We claim how much we love Jesus Christ.
我们也说到我们多么的爱耶稣。
In our quiet moment, we say to ourselves, we want to serve him more.
在我们静下来的时候，我们常常说，我要为主耶稣做更多的事情。
But when we are put to the test,
当我们被所面对的这些考验的时候，
then we find that it's see for eternal life is something very incomprehensible.
但是对在这考验当中这个永生对我们来说是无可思议的一件事情。
We choose what we like more than eternal life.
我们就随着自己的私意喜欢所喜欢的来选择比看永生更加的重要。
So this story is very simple.
这个故事是非常的简单。
And yet it tells us a lot about who we are.
在从这个故事里头告诉我们我们的为人是怎么样的。
How much we know about Jesus Christ.
我们对主耶稣的认识知道多少。
How important is eternal life to us.
这个永生对我们来说是好等的重要。
In actual fact, we do not know much about it.
其实我们对这个永生我们却是一知半解。
Today we thank God that many of our brothers and sisters have come to join the true church.
其实今天有很多的弟兄姐妹他们都来到这里来加入这个真教会。
We know that eternal life is in Jesus.
我们都知道这永生是在主耶稣里面。
As we have read in 1 John chapter 5.
正如刚才我们在约翰一书的第五章所读过的。
To have a share in this eternal life.
能够在这个永生有份。
We must be part of Jesus Christ.
首先我们要跟主耶稣有份。
We must make sure that we can gain entry into Christ.
我们首先要很肯定的我们已经在主耶稣里面。
If we say we believe in Jesus,
如果我们说我们认识耶稣
but we are never part of him,
我们相信耶稣但是我们不是他的一部分
then we can never receive eternal life.
这样呢我们就永远得不到这个永生。
Now the question we need to ask,
有一个问题我们要这样问自己。
How can we be in Christ Jesus?
要怎么样才能够在主耶稣基督里面呢？
The Bible gives us a clear answer.
圣经有给我们很清楚的答案。
That is, we must be baptized.
我就要说我们需要洗礼。
We must be baptized into Christ.
我们接着洗礼来归入主耶稣名下。
When we are baptized, we are actually enjoined into Christ.
我们洗礼之后呢，我们跟主耶稣来联合起来。
We become part of Christ.
我们就成为主耶稣的一部分。
This is the starting point.
这就是我们的开始。
Without this starting point, we cannot even talk about eternal life.
没有这个开始，我们根本谈不上这个永生。
So for those who have heard about the truth.
所以我们在座有一些已经听过了这些道理。
Then you need to make up your mind.
我们需要做出一个决定。
You need to pray to God.
我们需要来祷告神。
Ask the Lord to help us.
求神来帮助我们。
So that we can make a conscientious decision.
让我们能够可以做出一个很清楚的一个这种的决定。
To accept baptism as prescribed in the Bible.
要来决定就是说来接受这个圣经所谈到的这个洗礼。
We know that there is only one baptism.
我们都知道只有一个洗礼。
Meaning that there is only one correct mode of baptism.
换句话说只有一种正确合乎圣经的洗礼。
Without accepting this mode of baptism, we can never be part of Jesus Christ.
没有接受这个圣经所讲的这个正确的洗礼我们永远不能成为主耶稣的一部分。
Before the ascension of Christ,
当主耶稣还没升天之前
He told his disciples,
他这样向门徒来吩咐。
He commanded them to go into the world,
他要他们到这个世界各地去
and preach the gospel,
来传这个福音
and baptize those who believe,
来为那些相信的来为他们洗礼。
And Jesus said to them,
主耶稣这样对他们说
He who believes and is baptized shall be saved.
那些相信主耶稣的人呢他们洗礼就可以得救。
This is the way that the Lord has shown us.
这就是主耶稣所告诉我们的这个道路。
This is the only way.
这是唯一的道路。
Because this is the only way that he has shown us in the Bible.
这是圣经里头所记载的唯一的道路。
There is no other way.
没有，再也没有其他的方法。
Like what we have said before.
正如我们之前所讲的。
Humanity has plunged themselves into sin.
所以呢，人类已经把自己坠落在这个罪恶当中。
Because they disobey God.
因为他们违背神的命令。
In order to restore that broken relationship.
为了要再次来使到这个破坏的这个关系来和好。
We have to obey God.
我们要再一次来听神的吩咐。
We have to show sign of submission to the will of God.
我们要来有这种愿意顺服神的这种的表现。
Only then this broken relationship can be mended.
唯有这样做的话呢，这一个 破裂的这种关系
So true enough, after Christ has ascended to heaven,
当主耶稣升天以后,
when the Spirit came down on the disciple on the day of Pentecost,
在五旬节圣灵降临的那一天,
they went out to preach the gospel.
他们就出去来, 传道了,
they baptized those who believe in Jesus Christ.
但是相信的人呢, 他们就为他们来洗礼,
and the Bible says,
圣经这样告诉我们,
those who accepted eternal life,
那些来, 接受这个永生,
they were baptized. They were all baptized.
他们都, 全都被受洗。
So in order to obtain eternal life,
所以希望, 得到永生的话,
we must be baptized.
我们一定要接受这个洗礼。
And our baptism must be correct.
我们的洗礼一定要正确。
So if you have any questions,
如果你有什么问题的话,
you can ask after the service.
在聚会结束以后呢, 你可以再来问。
But for us who have been baptized,
对我们这些已经, 洗过礼的, 人来说,
we know that we have been ushered into Christ, meaning we have this share in His eternal life.
我们受洗就能够来再一次归入主耶稣, 基督, 换句话说我们被带到进入这个永生来。
But we must keep ourselves in the Lord.
但是我们仍然需要来保持, 在主耶稣里面。
Because before He before He comes again,
在主耶稣还没有来之前,
rather on the day when He comes again,
或者在主耶稣, 来的那一天,
then He will find out whether we are qualified to have this eternal life or not.
他会知道我们, 是否, 有这个资格来, 承受这个永生。
We turn to 1 John.
我们来看约翰一书。
We read chapter 3 first.
约翰一书第三章。
Chapter 3, we read, chapter 2, we read verse 25.
第二章的25节。
Chapter 2, verse 25.
约翰一书第二章25节。
And this is the promise that He has promised us, eternal life.
主所应许我们的就是永生。
We read verse 28.
我们再读28节。
And now little children abide in Him, that when He appears, we may have confidence and not be ashamed before Him and His coming.
小子们啊, 你们要住在主里面。 这样他若显现我们就可以坦然无惧当他来的时候 在他面前也不至于羞愧。
When Christ comes again,
当主耶稣再来的时候,
if we are still alive,
如果我们仍然活着,
our bodies will be quickened into spiritual bodies.
这个身体将会改变成为灵体。
Those who are asleep in Christ,
那些在主里已经, 睡了的人,
they shall be resurrected and shall be caught up into the mid-heaven.
他们在, 会来, 被主耶稣, 来的时候呢, 复活, 然后在空中与主相见。
Here in verse 28 it says,
这里28节这样告诉我们,
And now little children abide in Him, that He, when He appears, we may have confidence and not be ashamed before Him at His coming.
这里说到, 如果小子们, 你们要住在神的里面, 这样呢, 祂若显现, 我们就可以坦然无惧, 来到祂, 当祂来的时候呢, 在他面前也不至于羞愧。
This words were spoken to Christians, 这是, to brothers and sisters.
这是当时向那些信主耶稣的, 弟兄姐妹们所说的话。
They were believers of Jesus Christ.
他们都是已经相信耶稣的人。
And here John said to them,
这里约翰, 约翰这样告诉他们,
that they must maintain a level of confidence.
他们应该有这一个, 这种的, 这种的,
confidence.
坦然无惧的心。
So when Jesus Christ comes again,
当主耶稣来的时候,
they will not be put to shame.
这样呢, 他们就不至于惭愧。
Meaning that if they do not maintain this level of confidence,
如果他们没有保持着这种, 坦然无惧的心的话,
they can be put to shame.
他们就会, 得到这种羞愧。
Meaning that they could even lose salvation as a result.
换句话说, 因为这个原因呢, 他们有可能会失去他们的永生。
That's why John said to them,
所以约翰这样的告诉他们,
abide in Him, abide in Jesus.
要住在主耶稣里面。
No matter what happened,
不管, 周遭所发生什么事,
we must make sure that we keep ourselves in the Lord.
我们要很肯定的我们仍然在主里面。
Only when we are in the Lord,
唯有在主里面,
then we can have this confidence to see God face to face when He comes again.
我们才有这种坦然无惧的心, 当主耶稣再来, 我们可以, 在他的面前跟他来相见。
If I have departed from the church,
如果我已经离开了教会,
if I have lost faith in the church,
如果我对教会已经失去了这个信心,
or if I have detached myself emotionally from the church,
或者我们, 我已经, 在这种, 连续上呢已经跟教会有脱节。
How can I maintain this level of confidence?
我怎么会在存有这种坦然无惧的心呢？
When he comes again,
当主耶稣再来。
How can I say that I have the confidence to see him?
我怎么可以说我有这种坦然无惧的心呢？
So when you read the book of John and First John,
如果我们来读约翰福音或者约翰一书的时候，
To abide in him is one of the key lessons.
在主里面是一个非常关键的一个一种一个教训。
We turn to chapter 3.
我们来看第三章。
First John chapter 3.
约翰一书的第三章。
We read verse 24.
我们来读24节。
First John chapter 3 verse 24.
约翰一书三章二十四节。
Now he who keeps his commandments abides in him, and he in him. And by this we know that he abides in us, by the Spirit whom he has given us.
遵守神命令的就住在神里面，神也住在他里面。我们所以知道神住在我们里面，是因他所赐给我们的圣灵。
There are two parts to this verse.
在这一节里头有两部分。
Here it talks about the Spirit. In our heart.
这里谈到我们内住在我们心里头的圣灵。
How do we know that we are in Christ Jesus?
我们怎么会知道我们在主耶稣里面呢？
Because of the Spirit that we have received.
就是因为我们所得到的这个圣灵。
The Spirit testified to our hearts.
因为这圣灵在我们里头来做见证。
That we belong to Jesus.
告诉我们我们是属于他的。
But on our part, what should we do?
在我们这边来说，我们应该怎么做呢？
We must be law-abiding citizens.
我们在神的国度里头就应该是一个遵守神命令的人。
That's why John says.
所以约翰这里告诉我们。
He who keeps his commandments abides in him.
那些遵守神命令的人就住在神里面。
So today I cannot say I'm in Christ.
今天我不能说我就已经是在耶稣基督里头了。
I cannot say to everyone, look, I have been baptized.
我不可能这样说，我已经洗了礼。
Look at the amount of work that I have done for God.
或者说我为主耶稣所做的这么多的工作。
But if I do not keep the commandments,
但是如果不遵守神的命令，
from a pure heart,
从一个清洁的心，
then we see that I cannot say that I'm in Christ.
这样呢，我们就可以看出来说，我们不能够达到我们说我们是在主耶稣里面的。
So keeping the word of God is essential.
所以来遵守神的话是非常的重要。
Because John tells us,
约翰这里告诉我们，
He who loves God,
一个爱神的人，
keep his commandments,
他会遵守神的吩咐。
Meaning that if he truly keeps the commandments of God,
换句话说，如果你真正遵守神的命令，
We are people who love God and love the church.
这些遵守神命令的人就是爱神也爱教会。
We turn to chapter 4.
我们来看第四章。
First John chapter 4.
约翰一书的第四章。
We read verse 17.
我们来读十七节。
John, First John chapter 4 verse 17.
约翰福音，约翰一书第四章十七节。
Love has been perfected among us in this, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so we are we in this world.
这样爱在我们里面得以完全，我们就可以在审判的日子坦然无惧，因为他如何，我们在这世界也在这世上也如何。
Here it talks about perfect love.
这里谈到这个完全的爱。
How can we continue to have a part in eternal life after we have passed away from this world?
我们要怎么样来继续有这个永生？当我们离开这世界以后呢？
Here we are told that it depends very much on how we conduct ourselves while we are still alive.
这里就告诉我们说，这要关键就是要看我们在活着的时候我们所做的一切事情。
Because we have to face a judgment.
因为我们将来会面对这个审判。
We do not have this boldness in the day of judgment.
如果在这个审判日子的时候我们没有这个坦然无惧。
It only goes to show that our love is not perfect.
唯有这样再次证明我们的爱是不完全的。
So we need to work through perfection.
所以我们需要来努力的来达到这个完全。
That is our aim.
这就是我们的目标。
We may not be perfect right now.
或者目前来说，我们还没有得到这个完全。
But we know that one day we shall become perfect.
但是我们知道，有一天我们会达到这个目标。
If we wholeheartedly rely on God to perfect ourselves.
如果我们完完全全的依靠神，我们就会得到。
No doubt about it. Today we have already received eternal life.
不可否认的，今天我们已经得到这个永生。
But the question is, can we continue having this eternal life after we have passed away?
换句话说，问题就是说，当我们离开这个世界，我们能不能够继续有这个永生呢？
That depends on how much love we have.
这要看看我们的爱有多少。
This is a solemn issue.
这是一个很严厉的一种的提醒。
We cannot just ignore it.
我们不能够随意就认为是不重要的。
As we know that without which we cannot be saved.
因为我们知道没有这个的话呢，我们就不能够得救。
Even our eternal life can be forfeited.
有可能连甚至我们的永生也会被抹去。
So we hope that our brothers and sisters who are in the true church.
所以在希望在教会里头的弟兄姐妹。
While on the one hand we are very diligent in preaching to others.
一方面我们非常的努力来向别人来传福音。
On the other hand, we must be very careful to maintain this level of love among us.
另外一方面，在我们彼此之间，我们要来保持着这种的爱的热忱。
Otherwise, we will not have this boldness in the day of judgment.
不然的话，在这审判的日子，我们就没有这个坦然无惧。
My message ends here.
我所讲的信息到此。
Now we are going to have a concluding prayer.
现在我们做一个结束的祷告。
So in our prayer, we are going to pray for the Holy Spirit.
在祷告里头，我们要来求圣灵。
Those who require laying of hands, please come forward to pray.
要来求圣灵的，要需要按手的，你可以到前面来。
And also in our prayer, we pray specially for tomorrow and Sunday spiritual convocation.
祷告里头，我们特别的为明天还有后天。
So that each and every one of us here can truly be filled by the love of Jesus Christ.
让我们每一位弟兄姐妹能够真正的被主耶稣的爱来激动。
That our hearts can truly be softened by the power of His love.
让我们的心借着这个爱再一次被软化下来。
We know that only Jesus can give us a heart of flesh.
我们都知道，唯有主耶稣才能够给我们一个肉性。
We believe that He can truly give it to us.
我们相信他一定会给我们的。
If all of us are willing to submit to Him.
如果我们每个人都愿意来顺从他。
Now we are going to pray.
现在我们祷告。
There's a prayer request.
祷告里头我们有一个特别的代祷事项。
Please pray especially for Brother Mike Parrott.
祷告。我们特别为麦佩尔弟兄祷告。
Recently he has a heart attack.
最近他有这个心脏病。
So we pray that God will have mercy on him.
我们祷告神，就是来怜悯他。
Let's kneel down to pray.
跪下一起祷告。